Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Wholehearted Way presents a translation of Bendoa, a foundational text by the Japanese Zen master Aihai Dogen, paired with commentary by Kosho Uchiyama Roshi, a major modern Soto Zen teacher. Bendoa is often read as Dogen's direct invitation to take Zazen, seated meditation, as the living heart of the Buddhist path rather than a technique aimed at special experiences. This edition aims to make an early and influential Dogen writing approachable for contemporary readers by combining careful translation with practical, clarifying guidance. The book highlights how Dogen frames practice and enlightenment as inseparable, while also addressing common doubts about meditation, ritual, and the meaning of awakening in everyday life. Uchiyama's perspective, known for its simplicity and emphasis on practice grounded in daily activity, helps readers connect Dogen's dense philosophical language to concrete decisions about posture, attention, motivation, and community. Together, the translation and commentary create a bridge between classical Zen literature and the realities of modern spiritual practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bendoa as an invitation to Zazen. A central topic in Wholehearted Way is Bendoa as Dogen's persuasive appeal for taking Zazen seriously as the core of Zen. Rather than presenting meditation as one method among many, Dogen treats sitting as the direct expression of the Buddhist way. The text is structured to meet readers where they are, anticipating questions about whether formal practice is necessary, who is qualified to practice, and what it means to engage sincerely without chasing outcomes. Uchiyama's commentary helps clarify why this invitation is not merely devotional or cultural, but practical Zazen is positioned as the place where one meets life without manipulation, letting thoughts, preferences, and fears arise without being driven by them. The book also brings out how Dogen addresses common misconceptions, such as treating meditation as self-improvement or as a private escape from responsibilities. Instead, Zazen is presented as a wholehearted commitment to reality as it is, expressed through posture, breathing, and a willingness to let go of gaining ideas. This topic matters because it reframes motivation. Readers are encouraged to sit not to acquire something, but to enact the path directly here and now. Secondly, practice and enlightenment as one reality. Another key theme is Dogen's famous insistence that practice and enlightenment are not separate stages. In many spiritual frameworks, practice is the ladder and enlightenment is the destination. Bendoa challenges that model by portraying Zazen as the living manifestation of awakening rather than preparation for it. Wholehearted Way highlights how this view changes the emotional tone of practice. If awakening is treated as a later reward, sitting can become tense, comparative, or discouraging. If awakening is treated as the reality expressed through practice, then the value of Zazen is not dependent on special states, dramatic insights, or measurable progress. Uchiyama's commentary typically emphasizes returning to the immediacy of the act itself, which supports readers in understanding Dogen's point in experiential terms. This topic also addresses a practical paradox. If practice already expresses awakening, why make effort at all? The book's approach suggests that effort is not striving to become worthy, but the natural functioning of wholehearted engagement. Over time, this perspective can reduce spiritual ambition and increase stability, patience, and humility. It also supports an ethical dimension. If practice is already the expression of the way, then how one sits and how one lives are inseparable, and ordinary conduct becomes the field where realization is continuously enacted. Thirdly, answering doubts, objections, and misunderstandings, Bendoa is notable for engaging questions and objections, and Wholehearted Way foregrounds this dialogue style as a teaching method. Dogen addresses concerns that can sound strikingly modern, whether meditation is only for monks, whether it conflicts with worldly duties, whether study or rituals are enough, and whether people with busy lives can genuinely practice. By presenting these doubts directly, the book treats skepticism as part of the path rather than a sign of failure. Uchiyama's commentary helps readers see how to work with these doubts without turning practice into an intellectual debate. The point is not to win an argument, but to clarify what is being asked of the practitioner. The book also tackles misunderstandings such as reducing Zen to quietism, trance, or a search for purity. Instead, it points toward a grounded practice that includes distraction, restlessness, and ordinary imperfections. This topic benefits readers because it provides a framework for persistence. When a practitioner hits predictable obstacles, like boredom, self-judgment, or the feeling that nothing is happening, the text encourages returning to the basics rather than abandoning the path. It also offers a way to relate to tradition without blind belief. You can test the teaching through practice while remaining honest about questions that arise. Fourthly, wholeheartedness and the letting go of gaining ideas. Wholehearted Way emphasizes an attitude of wholeheartedness, closely linked to Zen warnings about gaining ideas. Dogen's teaching is often read as a call to practice without turning it into a project of self-acquisition, self-enhancement, or spiritual status. This does not mean being passive. It means engaging fully while dropping the subtle demand that reality conform to personal preference. Uchiyama's commentary typically translates this into a down-to-earth instruction: sit with what is present, allow thoughts to come and go, and return to the simplicity of posture and breath without building a narrative of success or failure. This topic matters because Gyoni ideas are not only about wanting mystical experiences. They also include wanting calm, wanting productivity, wanting to be a good meditator, or wanting proof that practice is working. The book's framing encourages readers to see how these desires tighten the mind and distort practice. Wholeheartedness, by contrast, is a kind of sincerity that includes discomfort, uncertainty, and ordinariness. In daily life, this attitude can become a powerful corrective to compulsive optimization. Instead of constantly editing the moment, the practitioner learns to meet work, relationships, and emotions with steadiness and openness. Over time, this can foster resilience, clearer perception, and a more compassionate stance toward oneself and others. Lastly, a bridge between classical Zen and modern daily life, a major contribution of this book is how it connects a classical Dogen text to contemporary practice through Uchiyama's modern voice. Dogen's writing can be demanding, with a philosophical density that intimidates many readers. The translation and commentary aim to keep the depth while providing footholds for people who are not specialists in medieval Japanese Buddhism. This topic includes the practical implications of Zen in ordinary contexts, how to understand discipline without rigidity, how to relate to community and forms without mere rule following, and how to treat spiritual life as inseparable from daily responsibilities. Uchiyama is widely associated with a view of practice that is both rigorous and unpretentious, and his commentary can help readers avoid turning Dogen into abstract metaphysics. The result is a study practice blend. Readers can engage the ideas intellectually while also being guided toward embodied application. This bridge is especially important for those practicing outside monastery settings. It helps clarify what it means to take Zen seriously without adopting a romanticized identity or importing a foreign culture uncritically. By focusing on the essentials of sitting, motivation, and everyday conduct, the book supports a sustainable path. Readers are invited to integrate practice into real schedules, real relationships, and real difficulties, making the teaching less about ideals and more about lived experience. In conclusion, this book is best for readers drawn to Soto Zen, serious meditation practice, or Buddhist philosophy who want a reliable entry point into Dogen without being left alone with a difficult classical text. It also suits practitioners who already sit regularly but feel trapped in performance, discouragement, or the constant question of whether they are progressing. By pairing Bendawa with Kosho Uchiyama Roshi's clear and practical commentary, the book can benefit a reader's life by reshaping motivation. Zazen becomes less about chasing calm or insight, and more about meeting experience with steadiness, honesty, and care. That shift can carry into daily routines by reducing reactivity, softening self-criticism, and strengthening the ability to act thoughtfully under pressure. Compared with similar Zen books that focus mainly on technique or inspirational summaries, Wholehearted Way offers something more distinctive: a close encounter with an early Dogen teaching and a modern guide who helps translate it into lived practice. It gives both doctrinal depth and pragmatic instruction, making it worth buying for readers who want a text they can study repeatedly while also using it as a compass for long-term practice. If you would like to support Aihai Dogen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.